Well, I get really fired up on Baptism Sunday because it's one of the most exciting things to me. I feel like this is what my life is about in some respects, is helping people find and follow Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that on Baptism Sunday in a special way. And so I'm really glad that we can be sharing this together. I know we want to get to the main event. We want to get to the main thing right away, so we'll do that. But I want to share just a couple of words with you about baptism. Romans 6 tells us that baptism is the celebration of a new identity. It's the announcing of a new identity. It's celebration of this new identity. And I want to read to you just a little bit of this passage. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But in Romans 6, Paul writes this. He says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means." And he's sort of pulling out a long, elaborate sort of argument. I'm not going to get into that this morning, but I want you to listen to this part. He says this. He said, "We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." Baptism is about a new identity. And you ask, well, what is the nature of this new identity? And Paul tells us in this text, he says, and this is somewhat unexpected, you maybe didn't expect this, he says, it's this, it's you're dead to sin. Baptism is about a new identity, and that identity is characterized by your being dead to sin. And you might ask yourself, well, why does that matter? And the reason that matters is this, is because sin is the source, is at the root of everything that's wrong in our world. Sin is at the root of everything that's wrong. All injustice, all war, all division, all suffering ultimately goes back to sin. The Bible tells us that in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve took that forbidden fruit and they ate it, it was like something broke and the whole world was sent into this death and decay. And all the suffering that we experience, everything that's wrong in the world, is traced back to that sin. And we, since that time, all people have been caught up in the same process of doing things that God didn't intend for us to do. If you want to solve the problems of the world, if you want to overcome what's wrong in the world, then you got to overcome sin. And baptism, Paul says, is a celebration of people overcoming sin through Christ. People being dead to sin when they were once very much alive to it. Paul says that we're dead to sin. What he means is that the stranglehold that sin has had on us has been broken. He means that the death spell that sin cast upon us, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The death spell that was cast upon us as a result of sin has been snapped. We've been united with Christ in his death, and this is the picture of baptism. We've been united in Christ in his death, and that death was to overcome sin. It was to offer himself to atone for sin. And so we're united with him, and the baptism symbolizes this. You go under the water, and the water closes over, kind of like the burial. Jesus was put in the tomb after he died. But then we're also united with him in his resurrection. We come out of the water, and it's like the tomb is broken open, and the person comes up, and it symbolizes they're being united with Christ in his resurrection. If you overcome sin, then you overcome death. Jesus overcame sin in his death on the cross, which means that he's overcome death, and that's obvious in the resurrection. We celebrated that last week on Easter, and we are united with him in that overcoming of death. And so in this church, it's our tradition that when people come up out of the water, we clap, and we might even hoop and holler a little bit. We might get excited because we're celebrating that this person has been united with Christ in overcoming sin and then being raised from the dead. Now, you might ask the question then, how come, if this is the case, if Christians and people who celebrate baptism, if they're dead to sin, you know, why do they keep on doing so much stupid stuff, right? I mean, isn't that a fair question? You're probably wondering. You know, if I baptize, after I'm baptized, everything will go fine then, you know, I'll do everything right. Well, here's the thing. Baptism is a celebration of a new identity, but it's an identity that takes time to grow into. Now, it's already true of us, this new identity, but we grow into it over time. When my wife, Jody, and I got married, she decided to take on my last name. And so this was a new identity for her. And I remember in the very beginning, you know, for a while, she would go to sign a document or something like this, and I would be looking over her shoulder, you know. And undoubtedly, she would sign Jody Gill, which is her maiden name, right? And I'd be, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, sensitive husband that I was. And it wasn't that she didn't want to write her name as Jody Hoffman. It was just that it was a new identity for her, and it takes time to get used to it. Now multiply that, you know, a million times over, because what Christ does in giving us a new identity is he changes the very core of who we are, the very motivation that is the center of our being, and that takes time. Growing into this new identity takes time. In fact, by the end of our life on this earth, we will still be in process of growing into this new identity that we've been given in Christ. And I've met, you know, wonderful, sweet, humble Christians in their 80s. And you say, well, what's it like to be 80 and still walking with Jesus? And I say, you know, I'm just learning more about how I fall short, and God's teaching me, and I'm growing and still learning so much. And that's just the way it is. So yeah, we keep on doing stupid stuff, but we have this new identity because of what Christ has done. And this is why baptism is so important, because baptism is like the big send-off into the Christian life. In the scriptures, when you see people being baptized, they're baptized at the beginning of their walk with Jesus. And it's this big send-off. It's this announcement that there's been this new identity, and you still hear the voice of sin, you know, calling to you. And more than you're going to, those of you who are being baptized say, more than you want, you're going to answer that voice at times. And it's going to be frustrating because you don't want to answer it. But baptism is so important because it sends you off into this new journey with Jesus Christ. And it's a strong, it's a powerful thing. We ask you to share your story, to get in the water, go into the water. We all clap and celebrate. This is a big deal. And the reason it's a big deal is because for the rest of your walk with Christ, we want you to look back on this day, and when there's times of crisis, and when there's times of doubt, when there's times of uncertainty, and you're not sure about what your identity really is, we want you to look back on this day and to know that your identity is not in your being a sinner with no hope, but your identity is in the fact that Jesus Christ has died for you and has poured His grace upon you. And you are free in His grace to begin to live, as Paul puts it, in a way that has you coming alive to God in Christ. More and more, you're coming alive to God in Christ. Now, I just want to say this too. Those of you who are there here this morning, you know, if you're here today and you want to make a change in your life, because perhaps you've felt the taste of death that comes with sin, right? And you want to make a change in your life, know that this thing that we're celebrating today, is this offer Christ has on the table, is for you too. If you haven't come to know Jesus Christ, if you're living in that brokenness and hopelessness and death-like environment that sin is, then you need to know today that Jesus is standing, just as He has for each person that we're going to celebrate today. He's standing there beckoning you to come to Him and to take that step of beginning a journey of living with Jesus Christ. And the way, the Bible is very clear on how that happens. It happens when we place our faith in Christ. And maybe you're sitting here this morning and there's a shred, a modicum of faith welling up inside of you. And maybe all that you need to do this morning is simply say yes to that faith, to that offer to begin to live a life patterned after Jesus Christ. Begin to understand Him as your Savior. Simply to say yes, because He stands at that door and He's opening it and wanting you to come in. And by faith, we walk into this relationship with Christ. So that's the meaning of baptism. I hope you're ready to celebrate. One of the things that we do as part of our baptism orientation is we have several questions that we ask, and I wanted to share with you these questions that we go through with the people who are going to be baptized. We ask these questions, and they affirm their agreement to them. We ask, do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, and in the Holy Spirit as members of the Trinity. We ask, do you believe Christ died for your sins and arose to give you everlasting life? Do you confess that your only hope for salvation from sin and eternal punishment is found in your personal trust in Jesus Christ alone? And then we ask, do you affirm your intention to live for Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit? And each one of the people who's being baptized today has affirmed their a belief and agreement with those things. Because Jesus calls us to baptize as the church, but he calls us to baptize believers, people who've placed their trust in him.